Eastman's Life Critical Processes. Eastman's Life Critical Processes are six GHSES standard operating procedures, or SOPs, which cover what are considered our most hazardous operational activities, which, when not executed flawlessly, could result in serious injuries or fatalities. These SOPs outline the minimal expectations to prevent or significantly reduce the likelihood of an incident. These six life critical processes include control of hazardous energy, hot work, confined space, working at heights, energized electrical work, and system and process opening. The control of hazardous energy life critical procedure mandates to identify your equipment specific procedure and necessary drawings. Communicate with process or equipment owners. Physically locate all energy sources by walkdown with process or equipment owner. Isolate by approved and effective means, and ensure any stored energy is released. Install your locks and tags. Ensure the controls are off and system is fully de-energized. Perform the work that needs to be completed. Remove your locks and tags, and return the system to its original operating state. And communicate with process or equipment owner that you have completed your work. The hot work life critical procedure mandates to document how to manage hot work safely. Use a hot work permit, which is a document that authorizes work and is to be signed by the permit authorizer, person conducting hot work, and fire watch. Prepare for the work by moving flammables out of the area, moving or covering combustibles, cleaning combustible dusts, and confirming hazardous operations near hot work, and to use a fire watch. A fire watch is a trained person who looks out for a potential fire and has fire extinguishing equipment ready to use. A fire watch is required for all hot work activities where the potential for ignition of materials is present or possible, or where sparks can fall to different levels. Hot work is any work activity that produces a source of ignition capable of initiating fires or explosions. The confined space life critical procedure mandates to have proper decontamination, isolation, lockout-tagout, ventilation, atmospheric testing, confined space entry permit, special safety equipment, training, PPE, process engagement, and auditing. The fall protection life critical procedure mandates to be 100% tied off over 4 feet if working at an unprotected edge. The following is required for personal fall protection equipment: proper training on use and inspection, all components properly rated per established requirements, inspect all components prior to each use, always tie off to the highest point possible, suspension trauma relief straps shall be used, plan for emergency rescue, and anchor points determined by competent persons. The Energized Electrical Work Life Critical Procedure mandates to use an energized electrical permit when required. Conduct a pre-job safety assessment. Use adequate PPE for arc flash and shock hazards. Use safe work practices. Have proper training to be qualified for the task. Have a justification for energized electrical work. Have a plan for emergency rescue situations. Have equipment labeled for arc flash energy, PPE category, and boundaries. And cover exposed energized electrical parts where feasible. Energized electrical work is defined as when circuit parts or conductors are operating at 50 volts or greater, and when the qualified person is working within the restricted approach boundary or interacting with equipment where an increased likelihood of an arc flash hazard exists.